All right, folks. It is that time of the year, you know, with the Super Bowl next week. And obviously the Chiefs and the Bucks are getting prepared. They're about to get to media day and all the prestige, even though it won't be the same because of COVID and stuff. Media day will be different this year, mostly virtually, but there'll be a media day and there'll be all the glimpse and somewhat glamour of Super Bowl week for them. For the other 30 teams, it's the off season. And they all have to figure out what they want to do with their teams moving into the 2021 season, which will look a whole lot different than the 2020 season just ended as far as quarterbacks and situations. So, but obviously we're going to talk about that on another episode about quarterbacks, but we're going to look back on the 2020 season in this episode, the special episode of the look back, the 2020 season. And obviously, we've talked about the Eagles here. We'll start with the NFC East, as we always do. We always talk about how much the Eagles have struggled this year, you know, with Carson Wentz and his struggles, the Jalen Hurts deal. Obviously, it was a terrible year. They didn't play well at all. They trailed in every game but one. They only won four times. They tied. So really, it was a terrible year. And obviously, it led to Dougie P getting fired and the future of Carson Wentz in doubt. We'll see if Jalen Hurts did provide a spark, but obviously he still has room to grow. And we'll see if he gets to grow or he just remains as a backup and a platoon player in the Eagles offense moving forward. Obviously Washington won the division, but they weren't special either. They basically benefited from winning at least one or two more games than everybody else. And why Alex Smith will be the comeback player of the year, and Ron Rivera had a great story beating cancer. He is officially cancer-free as of now. Unfortunately, it was not easy. You know, offensively they were limited. Defensively they were decent, but the Dwayne Haskins ding was a disaster. And he started a lot of games, but then obviously he got released before the end of the season. And they went to Tyler Heinicke to play in the playoffs because Alex Smith suffered an injury late in the year where he was out. The Giants obviously had a great, had at one point a run to make the NFC East, to win the NFC East, but they're still not very good. Saquon Barkley's injury in week two is almost forgotten about. And obviously their quarterback, like many teams, the quarterback situation in New York may be different because Daniel Jones has not lived up to his expectations, as we all kind of predicted. He's not that great to begin with. And obviously their defense played well at times, but not good enough to make the postseason. And what can you say about the Cowboys? New head coach, new defensive coordinator. They were not new, but they're veteran guys, but they were new to the team, and it was a disaster. Dak Prescott never got paid and then got hurt, and his season was over. And obviously, they made a run, but the defense was piss poor, and at one point, the worst defense in the history of this league. But obviously, they had a great receiver in the draft in CeeDee Lamb who did live up to their version of expectations and will be a receiver to deal with in the future. But like I said, the NFC East, you know, it can only improve next year. But let's talk about this pathetic division and get it over with. So go ahead. I've said what I had to say about this division.
Yeah, this division is an embarrassment. And while the teams may improve next year, none of them are going to be very good. Let's face it. You know, the Cowboys could be good if they make all the right moves and if Dak comes back healthy. But let's face it, man, he suffered a major injury, and it's unlikely he's going to just come back next year and be his old self. You know, he's going to, at the very least, it's going to take him all the next season just to get back into a rhythm. That's if he can come back at all and play at a high level. So next year is not going to be a good year for them, I don't think, even with all their receivers, and Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he's not looking too hot this year. Some of it's the system, but at the same time, a lot of it is he got paid, and he's not a guy that before he got paid even was a high, a really good work ethic type of player. So, you know, I don't see him being around the Cowboys a whole lot longer anyway. And then the Giants, yeah, they had a good year. Joe Judge did a good job coaching the team. That defense actually played pretty well overall, but their downfall is they're stuck with Daniel Jones for at least another year, if not two. I mean, they used a high first-round pick on him, so they're going to give him every chance to become a top-notch quarterback, which, like I said, at the draft, he's never going to. So, you know, that's going to be their downfall regardless. They're not going to be a contender anytime soon, as far as I'm concerned. The Redskins, yeah, they had a good year. They got a good D. They've been building up that defensive line. They made some additions too to the secondary, and Ron Rivera being a defensive head coach, they really turned that defense around, and they were real good this year, one of the best pass defenses in the NFL. But their offense is a mess. Their offensive line is poor. Quarterback wise, they got nothing. They got Terry McLaurin at wide receiver. Antonio Gibson was a nice draft pick, which is the guy that I was actually high on as day three pick. But beyond that, they got nothing on offense, so they're going to need to really put a lot of resources in. I mean, you listen to the rumors, they're supposedly looking to bring in one of these quarterbacks via trade, which obviously isn't going to be Stafford or Goff, like we were just talking about a couple minutes ago. But, you know, there's some other guys out there, Matt Ryan. I mean, if they want to give up an insane haul, maybe they could get Deshaun Watson. But at that point, they're going to have some trouble anyway. They have to give up a ton, so they're not going to get him. But, you know, there's a couple guys they could try to trade for. But beyond that, I think they're going to have a tough time next year on offense again. And again, they're just going to be a mediocre NFL team. And then the Eagles. Let's face it, man, this year was a disaster. Carson Wentz, I mean, what more can you say about the guy that we haven't already said? He's a punk. You know, we didn't think, you know, he's I don't know who his PR team is or who his agent is that's hired a PR team, but those people deserve, I mean, those people deserve some type of an award for the job they've done over the last few years, making this guy look like a stand-up guy. I mean, listen to all these reports that's going on about him. He's a baby. He's a crybaby. He's a guy that won't take any coaching. He won't take any criticism. I mean, he came out in the draft, and he's projected this image of himself as being this you know, this nice, good old country boy type of guy, good teammate, good leader, and really he's none of that, man. And it shows when you look at how this team responds whenever any other quarterback steps on the field, whether it's Jalen Hurts or whether it's Nick Foles, just anybody that's like a high character leader type of guy, the rest of the team steps it up big time. And I mean, that's a reflection on Wentz and what the team thinks about him. His teammates, I should say. So, he got his coach fired. Hopefully the Eagles are smart enough to take advantage of this quarterback trade market that we're seeing develop right now and get him off this team before he damages his trade value even further. You know, like I said, we can get a first-round pick for him. You can bank on that. And there are a lot of teams looking for a veteran quarterback that think that they can make a run at the Super Bowl next year. So hopefully the Eagles can do something with that. But beyond that, the Eagles are going to have a tough time next year just because of their cap situation and the fact that they already have a lot of holes on the team. So, yeah, this division is going to be bad next year too, but we'll see.
Yeah. Like I said, moving along, like I said, we'll look at the NFC South. Obviously, we're going to look at one conference before the other. But obviously, we'll look at the South, and congratulations to Tampa Bay. They're in the Super Bowl. The Tom Brady the Tom Brady coming here, risking his career at, you know, what's left of it, paid off big way in the postseason, even though they had a kind of a turbulent regular season, but they've been so well in the postseason, winning 3 road games, and here they are hosting, not only in the Super Bowl, hosting it, actually hosting it from their actual home place. So congratulations to them. But the rest of the division, obviously the Saints had a great year. Again, another great year where they won the division, won 12 games, or I think 11, yeah, 12 games. And obviously, it was another solid year defensively. And offensively, they kind of took a little bit of a step back, but they were still good. Alvin Kamara had a great Pro Bowl year. But unfortunately, the Drew Brees era, we all knew coming into the season his career was probably, this was going to be it. This was going to be his final season. You know, like I said, this was going to be his final season. But hold on.
Hello?
So you can do you. New chapter. Wellness,
oh, crap. Well done. Yo, hello?
Your credit card debt is out of control. If you're in over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for the credit card companies. But
Yeah, I know you call that. Yeah, I'm busy doing my football thing right now. Yeah, I know we're not going over to Jonathan's because of the storm, so we're good. So you're gonna have to watch it on the website or something. What? I don't know how to do that. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way on my computer.
All the agents from the top brokerages and find one that's going to sell your home faster and for more money. Want to skip the stress of prep, listing, and open houses and closing?
Yeah. I'll call you back later. Yeah.
Buyer who will pay cash for your home all right. In a matter of days. No matter how you want to sell, HomeLight shows you all your options. Selling starts at HomeLight.
It's time for Sleep Number's January sale on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. You can adjust your comfort on both sides. Your sleep number settings.
Can it help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
But can it help keep me asleep?
Absolutely. An intelligent
little bitch. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I had the phone call there. I didn't see that coming. But let's get back to it. All right, let's go back to the South again. Sorry about that, folks. We had a little hiccup here. We shouldn't have that anymore. Like I said, the Saints won their division, but unfortunately came up short again in the postseason, and that was all. And it's probably the end of the Drew Brees era. Obviously, they're going to have, like many teams, a lot of teams, at least 20, at least that I can count, are going to be looking at quarterback changes, and we'll see if Taysom Hill impressed enough to get. The starting job for next year, or is it going to be Jameis Winston, or is it going to be somebody else? But obviously, the Saints are moving forward in a new era without Drew Brees entering 2021. Carolina obviously had a rebuild. It was a rebuilding year for Carolina. Obviously, a new head coach in Matt Rhule. Teddy Bridgewater was the quarterback. Unfortunately, Christian McCaffrey will be one of the contenders for comeback player of the year in 2021. Most of this year, he was injured. So, obviously, they didn't generate the offense that they wanted to generate. But, obviously, defensively, they were okay. But, like I said, they were a rebuilding team moving in a different direction. So, they were, as like very few teams, advertised to do what they did this year. Atlanta, obviously, it was not very good. They started off losing games they should have won. They got their head coach fired. Matt Ryan put up decent numbers, but Julio Jones took a step back this year. He's not the receiver he once was. He had a terrible. He did not have the season he wanted. And obviously, defensively, they still struggled. They were one of the worst defenses in football, as advertised. So, like I said, the Falcons might be going in a different direction as well at quarterback. Matt Ryan is still there, but there's a new regime, new head coach, new general manager. So his run there may be coming to an end as well. So your thoughts on the South?
Yeah, so I'll start worst to first, I guess, or worst to Super Bowl, I should say. Atlanta, yeah, man, they're entering a rebuild at this point. You know, they've been disappointing the last few years, and they bottomed out this year at 4-12. Looks like Matt Ryan's on the trade block. I mean, if they're going to trade Matt Ryan and look to draft a young quarterback, they may as well look to trade Julio Jones as well, and they can probably get another first-round pick out of it for him, too. They do have one really good young receiver in Calvin Ridley, so whatever quarterback they end up drafting in the top five, he at least has a target to throw to, so it's time, man. It's time for them to go into full rebuild mode. Their defense is bad. And if they're going to get rid of their franchise quarterback, then it's time to look towards the future. They could go into this draft here with a lot of draft picks, especially in the first round. You know, Matt Ryan's going to fetch him at least one first round pick, and maybe a first and a third or something like that. And Julio Jones, like I said, he can fetch him a first. So, I mean, they could end up with like three first round picks in this draft. They can really start to rebuild this team. So, that's them. Carolina, you know what, man? They finished 5-11, but they outperformed their expectations as far as I'm concerned. Matt Rhule did a really good job. Joe Brady's a guy that I obviously have been really high on. He did a great job with what he had. You know, Christian McCaffrey missed most of the season. Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, you know, not much at receiver. And, I mean, this team wasn't bad, man. This team wasn't bad. They hung in there. They fought. And I was impressed with the way they played this year. And if they can actually get some talent on that offense, they can start to move up the rankings in the NFL. I'm going to skip Tampa and go to New Orleans because, once again, they choked in the playoffs. But Drew Brees, he's done, obviously. It looks like he's about to retire, and he should at this point, man. He just doesn't have it anymore, man. You know, it happens to everybody, even the greatest. At some point, they lose it, man. And this guy lasted longer than almost anybody. But it's time. It's time to move on, and they're obviously going to be in the quarterback market. So we'll see if maybe they make a trade for a veteran or if they try to take some other route. I mean, they could try to go with Jameis Winston, but I think that would be a disaster. But we'll see. We'll see. And then Tampa, you know, they obviously came into the season with probably the most fanfare of any team in the league, obviously bringing in Tom Brady to that offense, which already featured some great receivers and an offensive line, the whole deal, brought in Gronk. And then midseason, they brought in Antonio Brown. So, you know, they came in with a lot of fanfare. Obviously, week one, they came out against the Saints. They got blown out. It wasn't looking too hot. Bruce Arians was riding Tom Brady hard this year. And eventually, after getting blown out a second time by the Saints, they finally cracked the code on the Saints and took them down in the playoffs, and then worked their way into the Super Bowl. So they got that home game, and obviously we're going to be previewing that soon. But Brady's obviously not done yet either. You know, he's got at least another year where he can play at a high level. So this team, is, even if they lose this coming Sunday, they're going to be back in the mix next year.
Yes. Yes, they will. And what may very well be the farewell year for Tom Brady. But that's for another episode. All right, let's go to the North. And obviously, the team that the Buccaneers beat was Green Bay. And they had another great year under Matt LaFleur. Again, a 13-3 record. Again, a spot in the NFC Championship game, this time hosting it. But unfortunately, the disappointment is they lost. And Aaron Rodgers, like I said, his legacy, while he's going to the Hall of Fame, he's going to have, you know, all the accolades and everything else. You know, when we look back, he's going to be more overrated than underrated because of the fact that his career and the numbers he's put up warrants more championships. And he only has one for a guy who should have at least four or almost five. It's almost on the pace as Brady. And so far, no quarterback in this league is on pace to be close to Brady besides maybe Patrick Mahomes. So, unfortunately, if you look at A-Rodge, it's kind of, I'm starting to doubt what him as one of the all-time greats as up there high among them because of the hardware he doesn't have. I mean, he's going to win another MVP, but, you know, he's not playing next Sunday where it matters to him and to his legacy. So, but still a great year for Green Bay, but they changing defensive coordinators and whatever. So, Chicago, I mean, they made the playoffs. Kind of surprising that they did. They lost. They started winning three games, and then they lost six in a row. They had a quarterback controversy with Mitch Trubisky, and they brought in Nick Foles. Neither of them really worked out. Nick Foles got hurt. They actually hurt the offense with him in their call, you know, playing. And then he hurt his back on Monday Night Football. Trubisky took over again and actually had their best month in December scoring offense and obviously making the playoffs, backdooring their way in. But obviously they lost, so whatever there. But interesting to see what they do there if Trubisky gets... if he did enough to get himself out of the controversy of what's going to be a crazy offseason when it comes to quarterbacks. Minnesota obviously was disappointing. They were expected to be in contenders, but they got off to a horrible start. They started 1-5. Kirk Cousins did not have a good year at all. Obviously, the only bright spot they had was Justin Jefferson. You know, he was a highly wanted receiver that the Eagles overlooked and paid the price for it, and he became one of the best. He had one of the best rookie receiving seasons. I mean, he had more receiving yards than Randy Moss had in 1998, his rookie year. So that just tells you, if he stays healthy and he produces, the outlook of him is very, very great. But obviously, their defense needs work, and obviously, it's going to be hard to look at and think that Minnesota is a team that's heading in the right direction, because if they miss the playoffs again, there's going to be changes after next season. But Cousins will be the quarterback again in 2021. And for Detroit, you already know the news. It's the end of the Matt Stafford era. All set signs said it was going to end. It's over. Jared Goff's going to be the quarterback next year, along with a new regime. Like I said, Matt Patricia was a joke. And he got his ass fired deservedly, and the team just did not do well at all. We all kind of expected that. But like I said, they're going in a new direction with Jared Goff, with a head coach that wants to be the big guy in the room, that wants to challenge everybody and be the best in the league. We'll see how that goes. But it's still Detroit. You know how that is. So go ahead with this look back of this team.
So Detroit, like you said, they're going in the rebuild mode, which they should. But they already are starting it off right with the trade they just made for Jared Goff, or I should say with the trade they made to trade Matt Stafford. They obviously got a haul of draft picks plus Jared Goff. So, you know, they got a starting point there at least. But They got something to work on here, man. I mean, Joey Galloway is going to be a free agent this year. Or what did I say? Joey Galloway.
Yeah, Kenny Galladay, you mean.
Yeah. Kenny Galladay is going to be a free agent this year. So they're going to have to figure out a way to bring him back, maybe franchise him. But he's got to be key to their rebuild, because he's one of the few players on this team that has high upside. Really, it's just him and DeAndre Swift. So they're going to need him to come back. The Vikings, look, they are what they are, man. They're just an okay team. And that's how it's going to be as long as they have Kirk Cousins and as long as they I mean, that's just how they're going to be, man. This team's nothing special. They're never going to be anything special.
Yo, I'm going to do something. You keep talking about the North while I'm gone, or I'll be back in like 2 minutes, all right?
Okay, man.
Go keep, you keep talking about the North. I'll be right back, all right?
All right, man. So, yeah, Minnesota, they're nothing special. They're just a mediocre team, and that's what they're going to be. Then you get to the Bears. Let's face it. They got into the playoffs, but like I said, after week whatever it was four, I told you they were the biggest frauds I've ever seen. And even though they got into the playoffs, they were total frauds this year. And they don't have much going forward to look forward to be honest with you. They really don't have any cap space next year. Mitch Trubisky isn't even. Mitch Trubisky's not even on their radar. You know, he's going to be gone after the season. Nick Foles, they can't even cut him. Okay, to cut him, it would actually cost them almost $4 million in cap space. You know, they're paying him $6.6 million. His cap number this next year is $6.6 million to cut him. It would be a dead cap hit of $10 million. So. You know, he's not going anywhere unless they do a post June 1st cut, which really doesn't save them any money for free agency or anything. So they're in bad shape. Khalil Mack, his cap number is $26 million next year. They went for it all a couple seasons ago, and now they're paying the price big time. So yeah, they're going nowhere. And then lastly, the Packers. Well. You can say Aaron Rodgers, that his legacy is tarnished somewhat. I don't think so, man. I mean, winning multiple Super Bowls, it's rare. You know, it's rare. Nobody questions Drew Brees and his greatness. He only won one. He's been to two total. I'm pretty certain that Aaron Rodgers will get to at least two Super Bowls before he retires. Okay? And... really, we'll find out. But, I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's going to win the MVP this year. If the team's smart, they're actually going to give him some talent. I mean, I know they always look towards the future with their quarterbacks. They drafted Rodgers a few years before they were ready to move on from Brett Favre. Now they drafted Jordan Love this year, but that didn't help them this year. I mean, if they had used that first-round pick on a guy like, I don't know if he was available or not, but let's just say Brandon Ayuk or even better, Chase Claypool, who I know was available. If they had used that pick on another receiver that could help Rodgers out, we might be talking – this would probably be a different story, you know. This would probably be the Packers versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So, they didn't help themselves out this year, and – I mean, the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, and I don't know, maybe Jordan Love becomes a great quarterback, but at the same time, they kind of screwed Aaron Rodgers up here this year, you know? So, I think a lot of it falls on the Packers as opposed to Rodgers. The Packers as an organization, their front office, Aaron Rodgers deserve better than to have Devontae Adams and pretty much nothing else at receiver. So their main goal this year should be to improve their wide receiver staff one way or another and give him all the options he can hope for to actually get back to the Super Bowl and maybe win it. But we'll see. They're team that is in the running, they're, or I shouldn't say in the running. They're a team that's one of the favorites to get to to be in the Super Bowl next year, but they also do have some cap issues. Their total cap liabilities right now are $222 million going into next year. They can roll $10 million over, but, I mean, really you're looking at about them being $20 million over the cap going into next season if the cap's at, like, say, $190 million. So they're going to have to get creative. They're going to obviously have to make some cuts, maybe renegotiate some contracts, and hopefully for their sake they don't have to get rid of too many good players, because they're going to be trying to win a Super Bowl before Rodgers leaves. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we got, like I said, we're already half an hour into this program, so we're gonna have to speed things up here a little bit. We'll go quickly now for the rest of the way here. We'll look at the NFC West here as good as we can here and get towards the AFC side. Like I said, the 49ers, like I said, they had at the end of the era potentially for Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to be traded most likely or released. They had a lost season with a lot of injuries. George Kittle, Richard Sherman, several others. Brandon Ayuk was a great receiver that was drafted, had a great rookie year. Obviously, he's going to be a star in this league. And like I said, defensively, like I said, they're going to be good. We'll see what happens, but they're going to go through a change just a year after winning the NFC last year. So we'll see what happens with them. Arizona obviously had a great year for a while. Kyler Murray took a step forward with his development, and the team was very, very well done, and they did a very good job. But unfortunately, they lost some games they shouldn't have, like to New England and a few others that cost them a chance at the postseason. Obviously, losing to the 49ers in Week 16 pretty much dealt them a bad hand of missing the postseason. They just missed it. And obviously, we'll see what happens moving forward with them. But like I said, they had a decent year. Defensively, they were decent, and offensively, they were interesting. But DeAndre Hopkins worked out as far as production. He is one of the best receivers in the league, and did a good job. Obviously, we already know about the Rams. They're moving on from Jared Goff. They have Matt Stafford now. They did have a decent year compared to 2019. They made the playoffs. They won a playoff game. Obviously, they should have won this division, but they lost to the Jets that came out of nowhere. The Jets should have been 0-16, but that loss hurt. That win hurt that. And obviously, that loss hurt the Rams from winning the division. Obviously, they were the better team for a while. They did beat Seattle in the playoffs. And obviously, we'll see what happens with them moving forward in the Matt Stafford era. And Seattle, like I said, it started off well. They started off winning their first five games. And obviously, Russell Wilson had a great start, but unfortunately, he uncharacteristically struggled from there on out. The team was not the same team that we're used to. They still made the playoffs. They still won the division thanks to the Rams, but they lost their playoff game. They fired their offensive coordinator. There's things, like I said, I understand, quarterbacks and stuff, but like I said, another talented quarterback that should have more than what he's given so far. But obviously, Russell Wilson's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league since he came in. And obviously, Seattle, we'll see what happens moving forward. But like I said, another season that came up short for them. But go ahead.
Yeah, so the Niners, they predicted in the preseason, they were a major disappointment. They were nailed with injuries as soon as the preseason started, and it didn't get better for them as the whole year, really. So they're going to be moving on from Jimmy G. He said they might trade him. Yeah, no one's going to trade for that guy. His cap hit's too big, but the Niners can cut him and save $24 million. So he's going to be gone. Like I said before, I think that's my sleeper team for Carson Wentz in a trade. I think when you look at it, if the Eagles were to trade Wentz, the team that him would have would be taken on a $25 million cap hit. And like I said, cutting Jimmy G would save him $24 million. So the numbers match up. The need matches up. And the coach, I think, is a guy that probably thinks he can get the most out of Wentz. So that's a potential trade there. The Cardinals, you know, they were looking like they were going to be a playoff team up until the end of the year, and they blew it. So we're just going to have to see how they progress from here. But, you know, I'm not a guy that's really been a big fan of Cliff Kingsbury in general. And I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't see them being a great team, or an actual Super Bowl contender, I should say. The Rams, they just made that trade for Matt Stafford. We'll see how that helps them, or if it helps them at all. But they gave up a lot to get him, which means that they're going into win-now mode. Obviously, they had a good year, not a great year. But the quarterback kind of failed them in the playoffs, especially, but down the stretch. And maybe Stafford can be the guy that puts them over the top. But at the same time, they're also about $30 million over the cap going into next year. So they're going to have to trim a lot of salary. So we'll see. We'll see. They don't have a first-round pick either, so they don't have a lot of draft assets to improve that team. And then the Seahawks, yeah, they won the division. Russell Wilson was my preseason pick for MVP. He played like the MVP for most of the first half of the season. Second half, he fell off. I mean, it's tough to keep up that pace, but at the same time, he did fall off, and that defense really needs to be rebuilt. They are horrible, but yeah, the Seahawks really need to focus this offseason on rebuilding that defense and maybe getting a couple offensive linemen or at least one good offensive lineman for Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Like I said, we're going to go quickly to the AFC side. Obviously, we'll start with, like I said, East, you know, the normal. We'll start with the East. Obviously, congratulations to the Bills on a solid season, their best season since the 1990s. They were in the AFC Championship game, and Josh Allen is an outside pick for MVP, for league MVP. Obviously, the defense played well at times. Stephon Diggs was one of the best receivers in football. That was a great free agent signing, you know, or a trade. Actually, it was traded, but probably the best trade of the offseason for a team production. So, yeah, everything went well for Buffalo, and they are going to be a team that's going to be around for a while. They could very well win it all next year. Miami improved dramatically this year. I expected improvement, but I didn't think they would be a 10-win team. Obviously, the Tua Tagovailoa effort is to be desired, though. Obviously, he didn't impress at all. You weren't big on him coming into this year, but obviously they protected him as well as they could until it was a little too late when they played in that game against Buffalo to save their playoff hopes. It fell apart, and they missed it. But obviously, like I said, they had a decent defense. They were one of the best defenses as far as points allowed. You know, they gave up the least amount of points in the AFC. So, obviously, that was big for them, or actually second best. But they did a great job, and congratulations to Brian Flores for helping that. You know, he's a potential Coach of the Year candidate. He's not going to win it, but obviously he did a good job with them in his second year. Obviously, what can you say about New England? I mean, losing Brady was a major, major blow to this team. And obviously, if you look at it, if it wasn't for Cam Newton, this team probably would have only won 4 games this year, let alone 7. Like I say, Cam Newton is past his prime. He's not the player he once was. He struggled this year throwing the ball. He ran the ball well, but he just couldn't throw it. And the team just, you know, a lot of it's due to COVID. You know, a lot of stars didn't play this year. A lot of people opt out more than any other team, but still, even if they had their share offensively, they weren't going to be able to contend anyway. So, like I said, it was a tough year for New England, and they're moving in like several teams, pretty much almost most of this league looking for a new quarterback, whether they draft one or they get one in free agency, because Cam Newton has played probably his last game there. And for the Jets, like I said, they expected the season to start off well. It didn't, it was a disaster. They lost their first 13 games. And obviously they were heading for 0-16, the third team to do so in the last 15 years. But it didn't turn out that way. The Rams took them too easily and they beat them. And that took them out of the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. They beat the Browns with that momentum the week after. And obviously there's a lot of concerns about their future. Is Sam Darnold the future or not? And to me, what do they do? Do they go out and draft Justin Fields at number two, or do they go out and try to get, you know, Deshaun Watson? They have trade value for him. So, like I said, the Jets are going in a different direction, most likely. They have a new head coach, so the philosophy is going to be different there.
Yeah, well, the Jets are a joke. You know, back in the preseason, we did our predictions for the five worst teams in the NFL. I predicted them to have the number one pick in the draft. For just about the entire year, it looked like I was right, but they ended up with number two because they're the Jets and they can't even tank the season properly. So we'll see what they do at quarterback, but I do like Robert Saleh. So we'll see if he can overcome the stink of the Jets to actually turn them into something, but I don't know. Patriots, they obviously had a bad year. Obviously, the loss of the greatest quarterback of all time hurt them big time, and they weren't able to really recover. But this offseason, they're going to be looking for a quarterback, like you said, maybe Matt Ryan. Maybe they're in on the Carson Wentz sweepstakes. They're too far out of the draft position to get one of the top quarterbacks, but I think they're a team with Bill Belichick as the head coach. You know, he's not looking to do a rebuild. He's looking to prove that he can win a Super Bowl without Brady. So he's going to be looking for an actual veteran quarterback. So I think they're going to be looking for a trade, and they got the cap space to do it, to bring in really anybody they want. This season, they're going to be able to roll over $29 million into next year's cap. And next year's cap, they're currently at $58 million under. So, you know, really they're going to have about close to $90 million in cap space. So, you know, they can make some moves. The Dolphins had a really good year. Their defense was lights out. Offensively, they were pretty much inept once Tua took over. So, I mean, the question with them is going to be whether or not Tua can actually develop into a competent NFL quarterback, which, you know, I wasn't a fan of him going into the draft, and he hasn't shown me much that make me think that he is going to be a really good quarterback. And then the Bills, right now, they're the team to beat. They've overtaken the Patriots. They're the team to beat in the AFC East. Josh Allen took his game to a whole new level. He was an MVP caliber player. The Stephon Diggs trade really worked out for them. He led the league in receptions and receiving yards. They need to bring in a couple pass rushers to help that defense, and maybe a number two cornerback, and they're going to be right back in the mix next year in terms of them and the Chiefs and maybe one or two other teams fighting for the Super Bowl.
All right, we'll go to the AFC South now. Like I said, this wasn't they didn't get the best result, but like I said, Tennessee and both Tennessee and Indianapolis made the postseason. Tennessee had a decent year. Derrick Henry once again is going to win the rushing title. Obviously, postseason wise, they didn't have the results that they had last postseason, but Mike Vrabel did a decent job as a head coach in his third year there, and obviously they have a decent defense, and you know, A.J. Brown's a good receiver, and like I said, they'll be around again next year, but like I said, and probably will be the favorites to win the division, but obviously they have to do better in the conference if they want to be a legit Super Bowl contender like they were in 2019. Indianapolis had a great year for their standards. They had a great defense and obviously a balanced offense. Phil Rivers did a decent job. It would turn out to be his final year. He's officially retired, so definitely, they're going to have a new starter come September in week one. But Frank Wright did a good job, but we'll see what happens with his coaching staff since a lot of him is now here in Philadelphia. So his offensive coordinator and his def- and his defensive guy is in with the Eagles now. So we'll see what happens with them. Obviously, for Houston, it's a disaster right now. They fired their head coach the earliest, and Bill O'Brien made him in charge. That was a failure. And then obviously they paid Deshaun Watson. That might become an abject failure, because right now he wants out with a contract that he signed in September for the next 4 years. So how the hell did they get themselves out of that? And you know, will he be traded? Will be determined. And obviously, more importantly, J.J. Watt needs to go too. I think that he has some trade value left in him, even though his prime is past because of injuries in the last couple of years. But I see him leaving before Watson, so we'll see what happens. They have a new head coach. If whether he works out or not is remains to be seen, because he like his was forced as well. And with Jacksonville, like I said, they're starting a new head coach, new general manager. Everybody knows who the head coach is. It's Urban Meyer, a guy who's been a successful college coach but has now left always on the best of terms. Obviously, they're going to get Trevor Lawrence, most likely. All signs, 99% looks like he's going to be going here. And we'll see what happens. They have a lot of cap space. They have the most cap space. So, obviously, they can turn this team around. They will be better next year. How much better remains to be seen. It depends on how he coaches and how Trevor Lawrence develops. You know, I have my doubts, but we'll see what happens. It is Jacksonville, home of all elite wrestling, led by the son of the owner.
Yeah, well, Jacksonville, like you said, they got the number one pick in the draft. Obviously, they're going to be bringing in a potential great quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. So they got a starting point for their rebuild. They also have a ton of draft picks, a ton of cap space. This isn't going to be a one-year rebuild, but by year two, with what at least player-wise, they could be something. The problem I have is Urban Meyer, I think, is a fraud. I think he's going to be Steve Spurrier 2.0. You know, I just don't think he's there for the long haul, and I don't think he's really there to put in the hours that are necessary to be in a top-notch NFL head coach anymore. You know, I think he's committed to family time and all that shit. That's why he retired in the first place from Ohio State. So we'll see. But I got no question about Trevor Lawrence. He's going to be awesome in the NFL. So he might be able to buy Urban Meyer a little bit of time anyway. The Texans are a mess. They hired a horrible hire as their head coach, David Pauley, like we were talking about before. And Deshaun Watson was out. This team's going nowhere. Bill O'Brien really, he really put them in a bad spot and proved why he's a bad, maybe not necessarily a bad head coach, but he's Chip Kelly level bad in terms of his GM skills. So they're awful. The Titans, they had another good year overall, but once again, they just don't have an actual Super Bowl team. Brian Tannehill, he's seen his career resurrected out there in Tennessee, but he's still not a guy that I would think will ever win a Super Bowl. Okay, and throw in the fact that they lost their offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, and I don't know, man. I don't know about the future of this team overall. And then finally, the Colts. This is one of the other teams that's going to be competing for the Super Bowl for the next few years. You know, they got a shot to take down the Chiefs come in the next year even. They got a top-notch defense. They got an offense which has almost everything they need except for the quarterback. They could use another receiver, but they obviously need to find themselves an actual quarterback. And obviously the most logical destination for Wentz would be the Colts with Frank Reich. And the fact of the matter is the Colts, when you look at the money that they're going to be able to carry over this year from the cap, and you look at their $65 million that they're already under for next year, they're going to have close to $80 million in cap space. They were already a playoff team. Look for them to get that quarterback. maybe go out and throw some big money at a receiver like Kenny Golladay, and look for them to really next year go for it all. So we'll see.
All right, we'll get quickly here. We got two more divisions to go here quickly in 10 minutes. We'll go with the North here. Pittsburgh had a great rebound season from a year from the season before. Ben Roethlisberger was in all year. They won their first 11 games, looked like a Super Bowl threat, but then the season fell apart. They only won once after that overall, and unfortunately got destroyed in the playoff game by another team in this division. Unfortunately, they couldn't run the ball, and you know there's questions about the future of Ben Roethlisberger. Will he have played his last game here? Is he going to retire? We'll see. Well, the Ravens, you know, they had a great second half, but their first half was kind of questionable. You know, a lot of troubles, struggling against some teams. Unfortunately, you know, Lamar Jackson once again went backwards as a throwing quarterback. He's a running quarterback. He's the best rushing quarterback in the history of this league. But unfortunately, his throwing abilities has took a step back this year, and it affected them in their playoff game against the Buffalo Bills, which they lost. And obviously, they had the best defense. They were the best in points allowed and best in scoring. So, like I said, Baltimore, they just need one more great receiver. And obviously, if Lamar can throw like he did in 2019, this team should contend with Buffalo and Kansas City next year. Cleveland, what can I say? They were the most surprisingly good team this year. They made the playoffs for the first time in decades, and they won a playoff game. And you know, if it wasn't for a certain call, they could have been in the AFC Championship game. Just 3 years removed from a winless season. And obviously, Baker Mayfield was well protected. They were well coached. They were probably the most best balanced and coached team in the league this year. And like I said, we'll see what happened. Those low character guys you once called actually lived up to their talents and worked well. But are they a one-hit wonder, or are they a team that's going to be around for a couple of years as a threat? And then Cincinnati, obviously, they got Joe Burrow, and obviously they show glimpse of improvement, but they're still a team that's a few years away. Obviously, unfortunately, he got hurt, you know, after the midway point, and the season was forgettable after that. But like I said, there's still a good chance that the future is good for Cincinnati, but we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, so Cincinnati, we'll see, man. I mean, Joe Burrow showed a ton of upside, but like you said, he got injured. They're going to have to improve that offensive line. That should be their number one focus this offseason. And they got a chance this in the draft here to draft a potential generational type of talent at offensive tackle in Penei Sewell. Check him out from Oregon. But they're going to have to really get that offensive line better. Then you look at Pittsburgh. Yeah, they got some question marks going into next year. They still got a good D and all that, but Ben Roethlisberger, I think he's pretty much done. I'm looking at him to retire. It'll obviously save the Steelers some cap space, but you look at next year, they're looking at about $30 million over the cap themselves, so they're going to have to get under, you know? And I don't know, man, with them being that far over the cap, they could do it. But I don't know that they're going to be able to really be able to work out enough cap space to trade for one of those high-priced quarterbacks on that might be on the market, like a Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz. So we'll see how that turns out for them. Baltimore, yeah, they you know, they blew it in the playoffs again. Lamar Jackson, you know, he still hasn't played well at all in any playoff game yet. So he clearly has trouble throwing from the pocket. And if you're a quarterback in the NFL and you can't throw from the pocket, you can't win. I'm sorry. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe another receiver helps, but I don't know. And then lastly, the Browns. Yeah, man, they were surprisingly good. like you said, they do have a lot of low character players, but they came through this year. And it's not real surprising that once they lost their lowest character player for the season in Odell Beckham, they played a lot better. And you look at the team going forward, they do have cap space. They have about $18 million. And also, Odell Beckham, his cap number next year is a little over $15 million, and he has no dead money cap hit. So they could cut him and save all that money. I'm expecting them to do that. You know, they already proved that they don't need him, and they're better off just going out and trying to find a different receiver because he's a piece of garbage anyway. So, yeah.
All right, we have just a few more minutes left. We have one more division. Good. AFC West, congratulations to the Chiefs. They're in the Super Bowl again. Patrick Mahomes, I nicknamed the Rocket this year. Did a great job. You know, not an MVP year, but, you know, still, you know, Big Red did a great job coaching. Probably the best he'd ever done this year. And great defense. Or not great defense, but a decent enough defense. And obviously, we'll see what happens with them come next Sunday. Obviously, the Raiders, I don't know what to tell you. They moved to Las Vegas, but the results are still the same. They're overrated. Their head coach is always overrated. I don't care what you say. John Gruden can't win dick in this league the way he's done here in the last couple of years. And the team just, you know, after a 6-3 start, panic again and choked away another would-be playoff appearance, even more so than even last year. So, like I said, who knows what the future is. Derek Carr, you know, he's probably another quarterback that's going to be on the move, and we'll see what happens with them. But obviously what's even more disappointed that they didn't have a team. Luckily, the team didn't see no garbage. Nobody was there to see the garbage that they put out there in the second half of the season. For the Chargers, it's a similar deal. They choked away games early in the year, but they have a good outlook with Justin Herbert. He is the quarterback that's going to work for them, and obviously he's going to be competitive and contender. But they, like I said, new head coach, and we'll see what happens there. But, you know, defensively they have to get better, and we'll see what happens. And Denver, I mean, all you have to know is they play the Saints without a quarterback. That's all you need to know. I mean, I didn't see any improvement. Drew Lock was injured early in the year, so his development was a joke. You know, really, I don't even know where the Broncos go. I mean, they could be good in a couple years, but they're still a team that's still a few years away, in my opinion.
Yeah, the Broncos, I mean, we'll have to see. They were disappointing to me. I thought they were going to be better. But the Raiders, yeah, once again, they came out. For most of the year, they looked like they might be in the playoffs, and then as the season went on, they choked in the last like month or so of the season. So they blew it again. The Chargers, they're looking to have some upside here. Justin Herbert came in and played better than anyone expected. He really looked like a potential franchise quarterback here. So if they found that, they're not that far off. And then the Chiefs, look, man, they're taking advantage of the ultimate cheat code in the NFL. They got that quarterback that's still on his rookie deal, so they can afford to really build up the rest of that team. Next year, the cap hit on Mahomes isn't too bad yet. It's $24 million, so they got one more year after this to try to make a run at the Super Bowl. After that is where it really gets interesting, because that's when his contract really starts to kick in and that cap hit really shoots up. So we'll have to wait and see how they handle their cap situation and all the players around Mahomes, because right now the team's loaded because they don't have to spend a lot of money on their quarterback.
Yep. So that's all. That's our talk over the 2020 year in review, the look back, a special look back. Like I said, next episode, we only have two left. The Super Bowl preview. Our Super Bowl preview, you know, that you will get and you will hear. So we will do that. And then our look into the offseason, our review of the Super Bowl and our look into the offseason, we'll give you a quarterback I'll give you quarterback names, and you will tell me where they'll end up. And obviously, we'll see what happens. So, like I said, enjoyed the Super Bowl next. I mean, enjoyed the rest of the week, the Pro Bowl, and everything else. And we'll talk to you.